this episode is called Mother and Child Reunion, two-part episode. Basically, it starts out with Emma being on tree mail, and Manny is there as well, and they are emailing with a boy she met on the internet whose name is Jordan, and all the parents are going to have a high school reunion, a 10-year high school reunion, although the timing of it is suspect. And that's our episode for today.
Just a couple of time travelers.
Yeah. We're called It Goes There, and we're going to do whatever it takes to get through this. I'm Victoria.
I'm Cassidy.
And I'm Jackson.
Well, here we go.
Yep. All right.
Who wants to start off? I did want to talk about tree mail because amazing.
Yeah, I don't really get if it's like a website or an email platform. Also, there's a lot of E's together, and I feel like they could have used a hyphen.
Yeah. I feel like they were just trying to be clever.
Yeah.
You know.
Did anyone notice the advertisement on that page that
said
it was like the old, like, your computer's breaking, urgent, and it was you could save one rainforest, but only one rainforest.
Only the one.
Only the one.
You can pick one entire rainforest.
By clicking on this ad.
Also, can we talk about this hat that literally everyone wears in both episodes?
It's a big throwback to the Degrassi Junior High.
Okay.
Is it Joey's?
It's Joey's fedora.
Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. It's the fedora that, like, Radish takes off every time he enters the classroom because he never can't wear hats in school, man.
He wears a fedora and a jean jacket that he bought from somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, that's his style. Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm glad that we're starting off with Emma talking about the environment and the wildlife project. This just kid just is like a volunteer or works there.
She's
to school.
This is like the introductory episode to who these characters are as people. Emma is supposed to be like the smart, logical thinking, like rational one, and like all her friends are like, this is a terrible fucking idea.
Yeah, of course.
And she's like, no guys, it's chill, it's fine. This is totally a 16-year-old boy.
They also focused on the old characters versus like the new characters that will be on Degrassi.
Right.
They were like, there's this side story with Emma. Let's go back to all of the parents and follow up on all the shit we left as a cliffhanger.
Yeah. Which they had to know that the people who watched Degrassi Junior High are not their target audience.
No.
They have no fucking clue what's going on.
I also feel like we get almost no introduction to any character except Emma. Like, we know that JT is kind of goofy. We know almost nothing about Manny. I don't really think, like...
Manny is not a real character until season 3.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't do anything.
And then, like, Toby is, like, questionably attracted to Emma, but, like, also maybe annoyed by her, but, like, they're annoyed by him. I don't know.
His dad is, I believe, Cadet Kelly's dad.
Wow.
Shut up.
Uh-huh.
Not the new one. The one who takes all the photos. I could be wrong, but I can't find a last name for his character.
Okay.
It's I believe it's her, like, dad who, like, almost dies, like,
okay.
So that's why I was like, I don't know that guy. Why is he just like in the background as a nobody in the show, just like, hey, I'm here, I'm a dad.
We're starting out real strong with the Canadian accents here with the project.
I can't.
The project.
That's the one I can't
stand.
Sorry.
I'm used to sorry. Because like from watching the show as a kid, like sorry is fine.
Yeah.
It's project, and it's also been bothering me in junior high because they always are like, who are you working on the project with? And I'm like, can you just please?
Right. Well, they're not from America.
So. I know. It's literally just that one word just sounds silly because, like, it's not like it's a project.
Right. Yeah.
Because I feel like, I don't know. And let's move on to the theme, which I feel like
wild.
It
ends on a butt, which Jack has a real problem with.
I just never understood why they chose to focus on someone's butt with, like, the logo.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be the front of the school?
Because I think, like, the clipped cell phone was, like, a big thing then, you know? So they had to be, like, we're tech savvy,
also,
which is a huge
thing
they're pushing. I want to know if they were, like, partnered with a tech team or something.
Also,
like, why they're pushing this so much.
Early 2000s, like message flying through the envelope, just like flying through the halls where it like trips up.
Because that's what emails do.
Yeah.
They physically manifest in the world, fly through on really inconvenient trajectories, ruining everyone's day, and then they get to their intended recipient.
Yes. Also, entire theme shows you all the characters of the season, but we only meet, like, four of them.
Yeah, we don't... I think we don't even see anyone else.
No. We just see, like,
well, because school hasn't started yet.
Yeah.
That's true.
Can we also talk about how much hair Spike has at the snake? Fuck, I didn't get it. Can we talk about how much hair... Nope.
You were right, Spike.
Spike has, Spike, yep.
As a kid?
No, not even as a kid, but even in this, like, he almost has a full head of hair.
So you are talking about Snake.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you were talking about Spike, because when she's a child, her mom's a hairdresser.
Maybe if anybody used their actual fucking name instead of these weird nicknames, except for Wheels. God bless.
I'm really bad at names. Snake, he has a lot of hair at the beginning of this.
I don't know what I meant, but I just have a note that says JT weak bitch.
He said me strong man.
Oh yeah. It's also because I don't think that any of the others, like, I don't think that Manny and Emma have anything in their boxes. They're holding it like there's nothing in it, but I think that they actually put stuff in JT's because the, like, gag is that he spills it, so he's pretending to struggle, whereas they're just, like, holding empty boxes.
I just think they're super strong.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, women
Did you not know that Degrassi morphs into a superhero show?
Right.
This is actually the prequel to Sky High.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, don't joke about that, because I fucking love Sky
High. I fucking love Sky This is just a podcast where we talk about other movies that we really like that have nothing to do with Degrassi.
Five Degrassis of separation.
I hate it.
Also, I just love the, like, the lingo from it, where, like, they use the net, like, 10 times in it. That's not an actual count, but, and
I would
just,
like to do an actual count.
Yeah, I would, but I don't want to rewatch the episode.
They're, like, the new computer lab.
Oh, yeah.
The media immersion lab, and they've got plastic over all the machines as if they're, like, just constructed the machines in there.
Brand new.
They're part, the contractors built them and put, like, the normal stuff you put over walls when they're, like, drying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. It's amazing. Uh-huh. I would like to just hop over to the parent timeline here real quick. Because
we're in two timelines
the two universes. Joey is trying to sell a car to his old friend Lucy. Uh-huh. I love Lucy in junior high, by the way. But she's like, why aren't you going to go to the reunion? I know your wife died, but it's been a year.
A year?
A year? Really? Mm-hmm. I would not be over that in a year. Mm-hmm. That's not that long.
Mm-hmm. Someone you had a kid with. Someone who you, like...
married too.
Yeah, exactly. So you were probably married before you had the kid. Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Also, fun fact that Angela, Joey's daughter, is played by Manny, like, Cassie Steele. Manny. Yeah. That's her real life sister. Yeah. And I love the fact that they have the same face and no one no one thinks it's weird.
I like the Los Angeles references too. Like, he's a director from LA.
Yeah, Caitlin's fiance. I think the first red flag is that his name is Keith. Like, he's not a good person.
But also, like, the fact
Sorry that to anybody who's named Keith who is listening to this. I completely understand if you leave. So thanks for listening thus far.
I'm not sorry. We don't want you listening, Keith.
Jeez.
We have 5 listeners. None of them are named Keith. Yeah. So it's cool for now.
No one's listening to this. My mom is listening to this.
Right now. As we're recording. Kathleen's mom is in this room.
Yeah. She's hiding under the desk.
All the way from Iowa. Also, Joey is, like, so sad about just Caitlin in general.
I have a lot of unresolved feelings.
And you're
going
to have even more once you get to it in junior high and high.
I haven't finished Degrassi Junior High, but he is the fucking worst in that show. He's so obnoxious. He's, like, such a little shit. And now I have all these feelings because I'm watching that and rewatching this. And now I'm like, I just don't want to feel bad for you anymore because you were such a little shit in junior high. I like to hold people to their middle school selves as a standard for who they are as a person.
Yeah, because people don't change.
No, I'm exactly who I was in middle school.
Going back to the kids' timeline,
yes.
When they're, like, after they, like, do the media immersion, they drop off the stuff, and they're just, like, sitting on a swing with, like, water guns and popsicles. It's like, I feel like when I was 12, I maybe, like, would have thought that I was too cool for that. I feel like this is, like, 6-year-old stuff.
I feel like like I played on playgrounds with water guns until I graduated high school, okay. And actually yeah. sometimes after that.
I'm in that.
But also, but I'm from Iowa, where there's nothing to do but that.
I feel like when you're starting middle school, though, you think you're like the most grown up ever, and there's like a little phase where you
That's
like
true.
Pretend to, because That's she's fair. Very mature. Also, the fact that when she's like. Talking about how her and her mom like they share a computer, but it's in mm-hmm. Emma's room.
Yeah,
and she's like, "You hacked my email when they share a thing," and it's like probably she just didn't log out,
which yeah. she doesn't. And you see at the beginning because she minimizes the window, which mm-hmm. doesn't close a program.
Right, but also, as she's leaving her room, it's like new email,
and
she's
up,
staring at
right?
it. It's completely up and open. Like
that
mom could have just
obvious.
Did anyone
graphic design?
Oh.
It that new email screams someone uh-huh. saying my passion is graphic design.
Graphic design is my passion.
Yes.
All right. Then also, did anyone see what Emma's email was? SparkleSpaz28@Treemail.
I recently told you my middle school email, and
you
that's
did.
Better
yes.
than what mine was. So
yes.
It's fine.
Also, I think Jack, you were talking about the sexual tension.
Oh, no, I was laughing, and I made a joke about it when
but
they were like...
But there was,
I do think that that was a very, like, it spoke to me on a queer level, where they just caressed hands.
Yes, when Caitlin is showing off
yes.
her very small engagement ring, even though she's a big shot celebrity, apparently, but I guess Keith is an up-and-coming director, which means he's not famous yet, but he does give some car salesman advertisement advice. But when she's showing off her engagement ring, like stroking hands and just kind of
yeah,
like just
Spike,
sitting very
Spike
close,
and her just like caress each other for
mm-hmm.
a minute.
I want to nominate
it.
That shot,
the
shot of her going, wait, no, go back, reaching over
oh,
with
yeah,
her non-dominant hand.
Mm-hmm.
To click the mouse with her pinky,
mm-hmm.
to flip the picture back, and to have that be the segue into. Oh, look at that ring.
Yeah.
It was so like, how are we going to get them talking about the ring naturally?
Yeah. You have to caress.
I'm not going to say they're queer baiting, but I'm implying it that they're starting queer baiting now. So.
Yeah. I feel like everyone on the show is gay, but
yeah.
I also feel like everybody in life is gay.
Yeah, that's true.
That's just me personally.
Yeah,
you got
also,
everybody there.
Also,
yeah.
like the
prove me wrong.
Like when... Emma is talking to her mom, and her mom is talking about, like, I didn't know you were interested in boys, and she's like, Mom, I'm not having sex. Like, what a leap.
That was a personal dig. Emma was going for the jugular with that one. It was, Mom, I'm not having sex like you when you were 14.
That's true.
Or 12.
That's true. I would like to talk about Manny's dig. She literally murdered Emma in her own room when she was like... Emma's like, I've never had a boyfriend who's so mature. And Manny just goes, you've never had a boyfriend.
Like, same, but...
Period.
Did you like that vegan line?
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
I like it because it was a joke about LA. They say, so many vegans, so little time. Which,
mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure what... I didn't really feel like there was anything in the conversation leading up to that. They were just talking about LA.
Yeah, I think they're just trying to push that whole, like, environmentally friendly thing that Caitlin's got going on.
I also think it was, like... kind of like LA is wild, which like
yeah.
true. Yeah, like I don't know. Like we're
yeah,
just
like,
so okay, grassy.
You can
yeah.
date all the vegans in LA.
All
yeah.
the vegans.
Oh,
everybody
yes.
in LA is a vegan.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's true. It's true. Also as like a 26-year-old, practically 30, I'm so old. And I would just like to say they have their lives way more together than any of us. You know, I think that and the that one ends in the club, is that right? I don't really know. But the dark Keith with the dark glasses in the club. Oh no, it ends with Emma saying that she's going to meet with them being like
yeah,
drunk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because Caitlin gives her
mm-hmm.
terrible advice.
Oh yes.
Just
Which,
in general,
no, she doesn't know.
No, because here's my issue with that advice. She tells Emma, don't listen to what your friends have to say about this boy and just go for it anyway. Which I completely disagree with. Always listen to your friends. Like
About a boy.
Boys
yeah.
are terrible. They will hurt you. Like, do not.
Yeah.
Do not trust them over
okay,
your friends.
But
because I have told so many of my friends, like, don't do it. And I was
uh-huh.
right every single time.
Okay, but, like, take it from Caitlin's perspective. She's, like, she's 12. It's probably, like, a little crush.
Right.
And she's going, like, oh, it's a boy from school. Go for it.
Learn
by doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
not by, you know, your friends, like, probably saying that he's, like, a goof or something.
That.
She doesn't understand that it's an internet relationship.
Mm-hmm.
that she's never met this person.
Yeah.
Can we talk about also the song? They walk in singing the song, and they're very bad at acting drunk. I would just like to say
that. Yeah, super bad. It's a throwback to
the every episode. Every episode.
Every episode of Junior High, where Joey, Snake, and Wheels, God bless, had a band called The Zit Remedy, and that's the only song they had.
And it's literally only two verses like two seasons. And then finally they add new verses.
Yeah, and it's just every time they rehearse or record, they just sing the same verse over and over again.
And then they stop and go like, that was real good, that was real good. Do you want to do it again?
Let's try this one.
Then they cut away as if they've been like rehearsing for hours.
Yeah, also, I feel like on that phone call, like when it skips to the phone call with like Emma and Manny talking about like, oh yeah, I'm not going to meet this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell... For a while, I think that Manny actually doesn't get any red flags from it. Like, I think she's a little bit, she's trying to be, like, supportive friend. And then, like, Manny doesn't call her on it. And it's only, like, when they go to the talking, like, where Toby and JT are talking.
Yeah. I feel like Manny's, like, worried, but not, like, as concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I would just like to point out that Manny is, like, super supportive of everything Emma does, like, throughout the series, and Emma...
Until
like,
season three.
Yeah, but, like, every time Manny tries to do something, this is kind of a spoiler, but, like, Emma's just like, no, you're wrong. Like, fuck, man.
Mm-hmm.
Support your friends.
I do think, though, that, like, Manny being, like, actually not even a full character, just existing, like, to... Yeah. Just like
she's just there as like a foil for Emma. Like.
Honestly, though, she's the most rational person in the situation. She goes, "Cool, I don't feel good about this. I'm gonna go to people I know, like JT, and then Toby's there, and she does. They have that great interaction where JT does the thing with the glasses.
Yeah.
I just love how much she just gives him this look of like, that's nothing. It's like, it's not offensive, so I can't be mad, but like, why would you waste my time? I just came in hot with news. Come on.
I love Manny. Yeah.
Also,
Toby's a computer hacker?
Yeah.
He's 12.
Yeah.
No, okay, he's not a hacker. He literally just goes, I can get into her email because people are stupid.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
although, my biggest problem is when they finally get into the email, he goes to their first conversation. Like, he reads through and then is like, all right, this is what's happening. As if the other two aren't there going, where was the last thing Jordan said?
Like, I feel like you literally could have just clicked the last one and been like, oh, they're meeting at this hotel. Let's fucking call the police. Like, instead of being like, hey, here's what he did.
And then they run to the grassy high rather than actually deal with the problem, call the police, get them over there first, goes to the mom, and then...
That is a very kid thing to do, though.
And then the mom says, hello, police.
Hello, police.
Please, my daughter's in danger. I don't know where she is. All I know is that
no
she's
location.
With someone she met on the internet.
No description
and hangs
of
up.
Her child.
Oh, no,
she
please
doesn't
hurry.
Even give her
hello,
a description.
Hello, police. Please hurry.
Hello,
my
police.
Child is...
My child is missing. What do they look like? I don't
no.
fucking know.
She
like,
ends
just
it
find
with,
a kid.
No, she ends it with, please hurry. That's the best part. It's like, normally the person's like, okay, ma'am, just calm down.
This poor man.
Tell me what
your
daughter is.
It's just... Well, I know.
Because we've kind of skimmed over it.
Yeah.
Emma goes to meet her boy that she met online.
Great blue eyeliner. Also, think that like when she first walks into the lobby and it's like all dark, it's like some just setting the scene, which I like.
Yeah, I mean, we all know like shit's gonna go down.
Mm-hmm. And then that guy walks by with the pizza and you're like, oh, they're focusing on him. Nope.
Also, I would just like to point out that there's Emma believes that there's multiple boys at this hotel room, like, that Jordan is with here with, like, other wildlife project guys. Project. I'm sorry.
Project.
I'm sorry. And he has one maybe
pizza?
Personal size, personal to small.
It's a medium. It's a medium.
Okay.
Trust me, I've had enough of my fair share of Pizza Hut to know that
but
is a medium.
Also 14 boys.
Yeah.
Come on.
One pizza. If you're gonna set this up, like, at least, you know, guy, you should at least be carrying maybe two or three pizza boxes.
Also, though, she goes to the hotel room with him, and, which, nice touch, by the way, when they walk in, he knocks on the, connecting door and goes, hey, boys, pizza's here.
Okay,
which I'm like, that's convincing, but... Your biggest flaw here is that it would not take teen boys less than, like, 0.5 seconds to get in a room if they knew pizza was
there. Exactly.
Also, how could you not hear 14 boys in a room?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
That was going to be my point, is that, like, she walks in and it's dead quiet.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she awkwardly holds that piece of pizza. She leaves her bag and takes the pizza. You know, that classic Godfather moment, leave your bag, take the pizza.
Her bag. I'm really sorry. I hope we don't have any Canadian listeners for a while.
There are so many red flags, though. Like, he makes her go into the room first. He knocks on the door. That whole thing happens. There's a video camera on the bed.
And he, like, brings attention to it.
He, like, points it out, which is, like, a classic sign of lying, where people, like, start explaining things without you asking.
Oh, we're making it. We're going to be making a video of our trip. Why would you tell me that?
Yeah, it's so uncomfortable, and it's...
Okay. But she, like I said, she leaves the bag, takes the pizza,
yeah,
and then gets
to
the door.
Which is important. I think it's important to have a snack when you're running.
Right.
Because you need sustenance. You need the energy.
Especially when you're in your hold up in the bathroom.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but she gets to the door. The door has one of those latch locks, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And stands there as if she's never seen a lock before, which I understand. I understand when you're in panic mode, you're not thinking rationally.
Yeah.
But, like, you had the rational enough thought to get ahead of him and leave. Mm-hmm. And then you're holding this pizza and you're like, I've been foiled by this lock.
I don't think there's any hotel door that you can lock from the inside. And like I don't think that you could have, like, one person could open it. Like, that's not how that works.
Right, they make it seem like he can only open it.
Yeah.
Right.
And not true.
Also, she goes into the bathroom and doesn't lock the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just stands against it. Yes, which...
Like a grown man. Although she was carrying those boxes earlier, and she proves she's super
strong.
She is
con to your theory, she doesn't use her super strength to beat up said man.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Well, because she's peaceful. She believes in peace. You know,
don't we skip to the, I think we skip back to the reunion where just, like, Caitlin is talking about, like, nothing. I don't even, like, think they, like, it's probably just, like, improvised. Just like,
she's like, it's nice to see everybody.
Yes. She's really just talking about herself.
And then as soon as she says, like, let's have a toast, they just rise. There's, like, not even much escalation before. They just, like, rise and, like, start hitting each other.
I don't know.
Keith and Joey
start a fight.
If the new boyfriend of my old girlfriend.
Fiance.
Yes.
By the way, spoiler, sorry.
About Joey and Caitlin. I didn't know if you knew.
If that guy
reached over the table, though, and did this to me, don't worry, and, like, slapped my face three times, after I had heard him being like, I'm gonna break up with her and already flirting with somebody else, I'd immediately stand and go into, like, fight mode at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Their fight is so wild, because I think that you don't even really see much, like, physical contact. Like, somehow Joey gets a bloody nose, but I didn't even see his face get hit.
Oh, he gets punched.
Yeah, he gets punched. Yeah, because he gets punched, and then Keith goes, you like that, Joey? And I'm like, just fuck already.
Okay.
And then when Joey starts slapping him with the phone.
Oh, okay. He takes his phone, and he's like, oh, is this which one? Is this which one?
This just taps him. It's not even that hard. Why doesn't Keith just, like, move away or try and grab the phone? He just kind of lets him hit him with his phone a few times.
Yeah.
Well, because he's trying to go for it.
Yeah.
He goes in several times for the phone, which proves that he cares more about the phone than Caitlin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's the moment.
But then she finds the Allison girl who Keith is
trying to we haven't met yet in junior high.
No, I haven't watched that episode yet. She doesn't seem that important. She's like, so what if he wants to break up with you? And then Caitlin's like, oh, man.
Oh,
my fiance's trash.
I already knew that. I had to go buy my own engagement ring.
And then
she
talks to Joey about how it was such a big mistake, and she's known him for, like, a couple months. Like, I'm pretty sure Emma's talked to Jordan longer
She's talked to Jordan for eight months.
They were just talking on the line, maybe.
Yes. On the net.
Once she found out it was a grown-ass man, not cool anymore.
I just want to say that you started saying on the line exclusively for this podcast, and I'm so
No, I have literally said on the line for years now.
Oh, okay.
I just don't talk about the line that much when I'm
talking about the line.
The line.
NBC's new show, The Line.
Also, when we skip back and they're, like,
I've watched that.
Panicking and hacking into Emma's email because they can guess her security question, I really think that Toby can sue Neve for catfish. Like, I think he has a shot here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But also his leap to, like, I wrote a story about how someone met someone from online dating and they chopped her into pieces. Like,
yeah, dark. It got dark, like, a little bit.
Yeah.
Also, though, like, this episode's pretty dark.
First of all, Toby is the darkest character with the most seedy secrets of any Degrassi character. Don't you know what he does when he's not on screen? He's haunted by the screams at night.
Yeah.
This episode really hit the after-school special vibe that Degrassi started with very hard. And it was very much fear-mongering to parents of saying, don't let your kids talk to anybody online ever.
But also the kids themselves, like, hey, look what's going to happen. You think you just made a new friend on the line, and you didn't. It's a man. It's a grown-ass man who's scary and wears a shark tooth necklace, which is even more terrifying.
He also looks like he's JT's biological
father.
Oh,
I thought so,
he does. Yes, he definitely does. If you put a Hawaiian shirt on him, that's JT.
Like, that scene could have gone so differently. He's like, are you Emma? And she's like, oh, hey, Mrs. And, like, JT's down. What's up? He's like, I'm just delivering pizza
hey,
to these
York.
Kids.
What's going on?
Mr. York.
Mr. York.
Also, when then Emma is in the room and they're just, like, running down the halls, just, like, kind of, like, looking around to be like,
There's like, no music.
No.
It's just, like, a couple whooshing noises.
Oh,
it was
dark,
yeah.
deep
it was
cello music.
A lot.
Like,
they get to the hotel room, and they knock, and Emma screams,
yeah.
and then she bites him,
uh-huh.
does parkour off
the
bed,
yeah,
and runs out of the room. And this time she can figure out the lock. She gets it like that. So
right?
It's
also,
fine.
Why did they try to break the door? They literally are just like, knock, 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 Emma!
Okay.
Snake puts him in a sick chokehold.
Yeah, the police come, and Snake's just like, no, bitch, you're not going anywhere.
Do police in Canada not carry guns?
No.
They're just like, oh, they don't? Because they're just like running while holding onto their clubs.
I think it's like England where
Dang.
People
yeah.
don't.
They really kicked it off very. What an intense way to start an
We're
entire
not
show,
finished
though.
Here, though.
No, I know, but just like first episode,
uh-huh.
we're like, we're gonna go straight to like attempted child molestation. Like,
what?
We're not gonna like start with like something a little bit like
introductions to everybody
to like ease you into it. We're just gonna kick it off so you know that we're not fucking around here.
What I love about this is if they hadn't made another episode, this seems like something I would have watched in like an 8th grade health class, and like it would have been, because always in those videos they set it up with so much backstory about these like weird
yeah.
Do you think it was one of the first? No, it probably wasn't. I feel like To Catch a Predator was probably on,
right?
So just okay.
Disguise.
To Catch a Predator.
To Catch a Predator started in 2004. So I'm guessing
Degrassi was first.
I doubt it was first.
I'm
Not
sure
first,
there
but
were
but
60 minutes or something. On
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
I think this was probably really like, I feel like this was the beginning of it, because I really think in the late 90s, like, it was just, I don't know, I think it was just not
Well, I think it was still, like, a new thing that people didn't think about, like, what could happen.
Yeah.
And, like, you weren't thinking about worst case scenario. Like, in the 70s when, like, everybody hitchhiked, because they were like, what could possibly go wrong?
Uh-huh.
And then it's, like, everything. So,
oh, I mean,
yeah,
I
now
mean,
I feel
mean,
like
I
it's
mean,
a great place to meet friends online.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I mean, like, at the time this episode came out, I was talking to about maybe 50 strangers on the internet.
Oh, yeah, no, my personal
time.
Information has been given to so many strangers online.
See, but you never give your last name. You never. This is it. For all you children who listen to this, once this is immortalized.
Yes.
For you never give your full name. You never give the city you live in.
Mm-hmm.
You can give the state, not the city.
I have given the city I live in, but just because I live in Los Angeles, so like travel.
Okay, that's
find
yeah.
Me. Like,
I mean, I'll give anyone any information now if they ask, because like, what are they gonna do?
That's also true. Like, try to find me. I'm just like Emma. I'm super strong. So
yeah. Also, think the good rule of thumb is if you are a child, don't meet someone off the internet.
Yeah, if you're 12, maybe hold off.
Yeah.
cool. That till you're at least 13.
I guess,
though. 13's fine. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like,
you're
12?
An adult.
No.
I mean,
no,
Little Mermaid, Daddy, I'm 13. I'm not a child anymore.
Let's just throw it out there. My opinion is if you're like 16 and under, like, probably at least tell some friends your age or, like, have them
if
in the background.
If you can't drive to meet the person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought the moral of this episode was do exactly. probably won't be as bad as
Emma. I think the moral of every Degrassi is don't do anything Emma does. Yeah.
Scary.
Also,
that's
when
scary.
We go to the...
It's my favorite horror series.
when we go to the... Back to the house where the guy is carrying down the modem. I genuinely felt fear for him tripping because that was so big.
It was huge.
It was so huge.
Yeah. And then he says...
I mean...
That's true. But,
good point. Wait, but when he's leaving and he says, when you get this back, keep it in the living room.
Yes.
Keep the cyber stalkers out of her bedroom.
And then their argument, I would like to point
fear-mongering.
Out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When...
Like, also, like, you can't, like, maybe just put some parental locks on your computer. Like, you don't have
Those didn't exist back then.
Oh, fuck, you're right. Dang it.
Spike and Emma are having this argument with Spike's platform flip-flops, which are so,
honestly,
so of the era.
I want every outfit that
and
anybody wears.
And then this argument they have where it's like, where Spike is initially, like, or entirely blaming Emma for meeting a stranger off the internet. Which
as
I,
she should.
As
I
she
feel
should,
like,
too.
I feel like it's very fair for her to be mad. However, like, let's give your kid a break because she just went through something that's, like,
yeah, this
terrifying.
Guy was, like, caressing her face.
Yeah,
and,
like,
she was just, like...
I think she learned her lesson.
Yes. 100%.
I would maybe
wait
just...
till episode 3 when it's Emma's back on the tree mail again.
And then...
But she doesn't need another person.
But her sick burn at her mom was like, you've never made a mistake before. Like, having me. It's like, way to call yourself a mistake, bud.
Which is, like, spoiler alert, she gets very mad at this later in other episodes that she was a mistake.
Right, as if she doesn't use it against her mom.
Since you two watch more of the original, like, can you just talk a little bit about the, like, timeline that we're dealing with here?
I don't know what it is, because I feel like it's not right.
Spike
Emma
is in 8th grade when she gets pregnant.
Yeah.
Because she's in the 8th graders, Caitlin's in the 7th grade.
Yeah,
So, she gets pregnant, she has them... Has Emma at the end of the year?
Yeah, so she's
and then,
13, 14.
Right.
14. I think actually in season 2, they specify that she was 14 when she had her.
Okay, so she was like one of the older kids.
Yeah.
Okay, so then it's been 10 years since their high school graduation.
Mm-hmm.
So they're 28. They're 28. Let's just agree.
Yeah.
Well, we need to also talk about how this is a low-budget high school reunion, and it Jack pointed out when we were watching that there's a sign that says... Class of 91 and 92, so...
They had to combine it because the main characters were in different
Yes,
grades.
I understand that, but it's also funny that it's just like, yeah, let's just combine 2 years of a high school reunion.
Yeah.
And so, we were unsure of Emma's age for, like, the entire episode, until she does confirm it at the end when she's like, I'm 12.
Yeah, which is weird because if you think of it, it's 10 years after Spike had her when she was 14, she should be 14 now. Like, Emma should be. Because if it's 10 years since the graduation, she graduated when she's 18, had it when she was 14.
Unless for some reason people in Canada only go to high school until they're 16, and we're just really unaware of that fact.
You know what? That could be a fact.
For a while, I guess, in the 80s. 80s were a wild time.
How would I know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know shit.
I still think the timeline's real weird, though.
Yeah, I feel like it's a little off.
I think they just kind of did what they wanted and was like, we'll figure it out.
The classic narrative time skip. Makes no sense.
It's fine. You know what? We can just accept it as is, and we don't have to worry about
it. Oh, and yes, just so you know, freezing on the last frame is the crowning achievement of every episode of Degrassi.
Okay. It's the staple.
Yes.
It's
how does the episode end? Ooh, one later on, that freeze frame on Marcos? Or Marco?
Marco.
Singular
Marco.
Oh, I miss Marco.
That freeze frame on Marco... At the end of one of those episodes, let me tell you.
Well, I would just like to say for all of our listeners out there that the ending is they get into a fight when Emma and her mom get into a huge fight, and then it ends with them just like hugging, and you just see like Emma doing these like two beautiful tears, and then they freeze, and then it's just like
let's all just agree that like the acting is unbeatable. Like it's.
Yeah.
She's
perfection.
Named Emma because they won Emma.
They were nominated for Emma. They didn't win.
Lord Emma, not.
But they literally did. They
won Emmas. That's why.
So they got.
It's a much smaller award ceremony, but
it's
it means a lot more.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
music, they win a Grammy. So
it's, I mean, that's how Americans pronounce it because of the way it's spelled, but really it's M A's.
Oh yeah,
oh, you won an M A.
Oh, you won an M A.
So I'm just excited for the next episode and what it has to bring. So.
I'm really excited because I've been rewatching, I just have had a lot of feelings, and this is why I pushed so hard for us to do this, because I just want. I know no one's going to listen to this, but I just want to talk about my feelings about Degrassi for an extended period of time.
People
who get it.
Also, Toby is the worst character ever.
We never even talked about when Toby and JT
murdered the
17
people.
Oh, yeah. I did write a note.
I'm gonna point out this the behind the scenes, like this extra C plot they had for the first two seasons of Toby just being a serial murderer
that you just made up in your own head.
I didn't make that up. I'll point out facts.
JT and Toby see each other and like do this weird handshake thing, and I'm like, you're the biggest fucking nerds in the whole world.
JT is wearing a tie dye T-shirt with his, I think his hair is spiked.
Mm-hmm.
And then Toby has this like middle part ish like bowl cut type thing, with his like nerdy glasses.
He has an Eric Matthews haircut.
Yeah, he's
it's
wearing
the part.
Oh, that's true.
But his hair doesn't go up as much.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I feel personally attacked by the way that you just said wears a tie dye shirt and has his hair spiked. I just want to throw that out there that was. That is kind of still my style. It's just hair spiked up and tie-dye clothes.
We didn't say it was bad.
I heard the judgment in the voice.
I'm just going to say JD, JT, you know. Let's all go to a high school reunion is what we're saying.
No, I just had my 5-year and I did not go.
Did you? Oh, you
had a 5-year?
Yeah, our school does every 5 years. Isn't that fucking ridiculous?
I think he's saying you're young.
No, but I'm saying, like, that's weird to do a 5-year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, we had, like, a 5-year after graduation.
That's the people who are organizing it who are just not able to let go.
Yeah.
Just let go. It's time.
I'm still friends with my
this
president who organized it. What if he's listening?
Let go. It's time to...
Not you, Jake. You're doing amazing.
Do most high school reunions
but Jake,
happen...
But let go.
Do most high school reunions happen... In the school, like, I kind of thought that, like, a lot of times they'd, like, rent.
I feel like it kind of depends. I've heard of that happening a lot. My school did not do that. They met at a restaurant in Iowa, and I didn't go.
Did you talk about Emma's hair in that, too?
That's a whole...
Like, that could be a whole episode in itself, because...
And she keeps that hairdo for a good majority of season one,
I believe.
It doesn't look so
like it's way worse.
It looks like less dated when she like wakes up and is like in her like green pajama dress with her like purple slippers and like walks up the stairs because they're like loudly singing. The parents are like loudly singing when they come in.
Everybody wants something they'll never give up. Everybody wants something they'll take your money and never give up. Oh, that's really good. Do you want to do it again?
I love that they too comment, like, I can't believe we still remember the words.
The two verses
that, like, it would be so hard to remember. Also, it's the catchiest song in the history of the world.
The history of Canada
and the world.
It's a top number one charter for years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It won a Grammy.
I think... I think the thing about Emma's hair is that they tried to make her look younger. And that, like, younger, and that was the thing. It was like, oh, littler girls wear pigtails.
I also think it was, like, it was the early
2000s. Mm-hmm.
And they wanted her to look like Sailor Moon.
Also, the weird jump scare when they're in media immersion, and then, like, JT and Toby just stand in the hall, and they're like, are they always like that? And Manny just is, like, jumps at the window, and, like, Toby looks, like, genuinely spooked. Like, I think the actor was genuinely, like, scared.
Well, Toby's a little bitch, so.
He was scared of the police, and they finally caught him for his crimes. See? Uneasiness in non-stressful situations.
So I think that we need to have a, like, segment of, like, conspiracy theories in the future. So,
yeah. I would like to do that. We can casually mention them throughout, and then maybe, like, you know... A special. Mm-hmm. We could do a special about conspiracy theories or alternate.
I know it's your first time over at my house, but I have a map of all of Toby's crimes. It's on the back of the door, red strings going everywhere.
I literally thought you were
24th.
This is off topic, but
1997, like the first kill.
Like Toby being the Scranton Strangler. So like Toby's, yeah. Man.
Do you have an ending or something? Or
I think that's
way to wrap this bad boy up.
I'm trying to think of like a clever reference to something in Degrassi that we could end
on. I don't think we need a clever reference. I think that we can just say we're gonna be here.
Yeah.
For the next 40 years.
Yeah.
Talking about Degrassi.
We have 300 plus episodes.
Yeah. Of just this show. And by the time we're done with the show, we're going to want to talk about other ones. I mean, it's the greatest soap opera of all time.
Oh, yeah. We'll see her on the halls of Degrassi.